Thank you for calling customer support. Supervisor Parthenia speaking. May I please get your zip code?
Yes, the zip code is 95356. I'm sorry, I didn't catch your name.
Parthenia.
Polyphenia? Excellent.
That's correct, Parthenia. And can I get your first and last name, please?
Rod Strangio.
Thank you, and your shipping address?
3848 McHenry Boulevard, Modesto, California, Suite 135-144.
Thank you. I see you're calling about the Ultra Testo and the Ultra Nitrous Oxide 2, and your account is canceled. How may I help you?
Yes. There's been a whole bunch of mistakes made, and I tried to cancel this order and with Kenya, who did a good job, by the way. Not this person I was talking to this morning. What it is I didn't receive the first 14-day test period until like the 16th or 17th day. And then I was charged for that month, and I was trying to figure out what's going on. I was not provided any invoices, no paperwork, no emails, nothing. And then once I finally had the product, 30 days later, I get charged again. I was on the road, so I couldn't call. The next morning when I called to cancel it, the product had already been paid. The product had been shipped, supposedly. I never got any paperwork on that either. So I canceled it with Kenya, and I said that since I didn't, the first 2 years, the first 2 months were on me, the first month of two orders were on me, and she was going to cancel off the back two, and especially if they hadn't shipped. But I've not seen any changes in my account. There's been no credit for the last month of two orders of the Testo and the, what's the other one, Cleanse?
That's correct. That's the Ultra Testo and an Ultra Nitrous Oxide 2 is not a Cleanse.
Mm-hmm. So I called today to see when I was going to get credit for that last 2 months, or last two orders, so the last month, I guess it is. Sorry if I'm confusing it.
Now, as of this account, when you gave us a call, I'm not seeing anything about any type of credit being issued out.
Well, I haven't received it, so that makes sense. I don't want the product. I tried to cancel it as you were making the demand on my bank, which I thought we could deal with that, but this policy that your previous person today, Quan, was it? What's his name, Quan? It's not negotiable, he said. We're not going to give you a credit at all. Well, I don't find that acceptable. I don't want the product. I didn't want the product. You charged me for it anyway. And then you say that it's not back. You can't back it up. You can't fix this. I think that's untrue.
Okay. I'm willing to eat the first part
because I misunderstood it the first month. That's $200 out of my pocket. But this last month, no, I didn't want it. I said I didn't want it on the day that you charged, well, the morning after you charged me for it.
Okay. Now, you were billed on the 25th. You called in on the 29th to cancel.
Not true. I was, money was taken out of my account the day before I called you. It may have been, maybe in your system, it was that way, but it took a few days for it to get to my bank.
Okay. Usually, you're able to see that if you have online banking when it.
I do.
Comes out, it's going to pin and process. So I'm saying that it was taken out on the 25th. But either way, you weren't promised a refund, sir. They offered you a discount for future charges.
I was in good business faith. I'd expect you to do so. So you expected a refund. I expected a refund on the second part, not the first month. That was my mistake. But the second one, I tried to cancel. And it was not, we can't cancel. We can't give you your money back. We're It's basically one way. So in that respect, it's fraudulent. And I don't think you want your company to have that reputation. I don't know anybody who want that.
Well, as of the account, there's not anything fraudulent about the account, but I'm not really sure why you expected a refund was when it wasn't promised.
Because they talked to Kenya about the refund, and we're going to, on the second, ship back the products because of the coronavirus.
Your line went in and out, so I didn't catch any of that.
Well, I said, I was talking to Kenya. I told her that I was going to send back the product for refund. She said she couldn't take the product back because of Corona. So forget about sending the product back, what she said. Now, maybe she didn't intend to give me a credit, but she didn't say that. I did. And I expect you to say that, yes, we will credit the second month, the $200. If I'm not going to use the product, I'll ship it back to you. You'll throw it in the trash can, of course, because of Corona.
And we do have a no-return policy. No returns are honored, and not just because of the virus. We've always had a no-return policy.
I would expect that to be boldface on the front of your website, which is not. This is on, should be on TV in boldface, but it's not. In fact, you don't even talk about it. You don't even talk about the price on either one.
Okay.
That's deceptive.
That information is located on the site and the terms and conditions that you have to read and agree upon before you submit your payment.
You know, I looked at the website and I didn't see it. So I guess I must be blind. Or it's extremely hard to get to.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's there.
I want credit for the second month. I'm not asking for both months, just the second one.
Okay. Now, as a customer courtesy, I can get you a 50% refund back on the most recent charges.
Why 50%? Why not all of it?
You called in to cancel after you were billed, sir. You still got the product. I can get you a 50% refund back on the two charges.
Go ahead and send it.
That'll be $47.97 and $49.97 going back into mm-hmm. your account in 3 to 5 business days. Once those refunds are processed, you'll receive an email to confirm that you're getting the refund.
Okay, well, I'll watch my bank very closely.
Okay, and is there anything else that I can help you with today?
No, but your business practices are terrible. Sorry to have done business with you guys.
And thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day.
Yeah, you too.